you know, we always say we want to win friendlies, but more importantly, at this stage of the pre-season, is the amount of effort and work that we, you know, we got out of the game tonight, because we had to work hard, you know, especially the first hour, and we, you know, we really had to work hard, but that's what pre-season's for, and we certainly got the fitness levels out of that.
Had to remind yourselves of what was your friendly in the first half. It was quite a competitive game, and it was good to come out of that with a lead at half time.
Yeah, but as I said to the boys, that you know, we want to win every game we play. I think I said it last year, I don't like playing friendlies. I think the temptation is not to go in for tackles and stuff like that, but I think both teams played it in a, you know, a good spirit, you know, for a, but made it competitive, you know, and that's what we're looking for.
A couple of guys missing to line up tonight, Lewis Bourne and Lewis Milne. They just,
yeah, just, but they're a wee bit further behind the fitness.
So again, I thought your trialist up front as well, put a good showing.
Yeah.
Set
up, no, he's done well. You know, and we'll have a look at him. You know, we've had a look at him for the past couple of weeks, and there's definitely something that we like there. But when it comes down to finance and stuff like that comes into play, that'll dictate.
Overall, the preparations seem to be going in the right direction.
Listen, you know, when I look at Ewan Valentine and Jamie Watson, you know, they weren't first team regulars last year, but you know, they came in and both of them did, you know, very good jobs today, working hard for the team, and you know, it's that young group that, you know, we want to keep pushing into the Raith Rovers team, because you know, fans will be a wee bit more given, but sometimes we, you know, we have to look after them as well, because at times it can be getting asked too much, but you know, they showed tonight that what they're capable of, it's about doing that on a consistent basis.
It's the first time I've seen you in Valentine. Is he a left midfield player?
No, he's a naturally a left back, but you know, as coaches, you see something different and you see something that might work out for him in the long term rather than the short term. But that's not to say he won't be a left back, it just means that, you know, we've seen something else.
And obviously we saw Kevin McCarthy on the pitch tonight.
Yeah, Kevin's been in training since, you know, we said to him at the end of the season, listen, you've no, but he's, he was injured all last season. I think, you know, the least we could do is allow him to use the facilities, and, you know, get yourself fit. And he's looked very fit throughout pre-season. You know, played the game on Saturday, played the half on Saturday, and, you know, played a part of the game tonight. But it's used, you know, to help him out, basically.
Is he in your thoughts at all? Or? Just say that, you know what answer that one.
No, listen, I've got five defenders, I've got a young boy that's there, but you know, we've got a lot of defenders, and when you're running with a tight squad, you know, we want to spread it over all positions. You know, bring another defender in. It's probably not the position we're looking for at the moment, but if we're able to, then it might be a good option for us. But you know, we've got to look after where we're spending the money, and positionally we're actually, you know, well off defensively. There's a couple of other positions that we really need to maybe add to.
How are things going on that front?
As always, we're talking to players. You know, we're hopeful. But nothing definite at the moment.
Right.
Has there been any hangover from the way the end of the season finished last year, or is it just been just raring to go?
No, it's about this season.